Radio 3 live in concert, tomorrow night on BBC Radio 3.
Yes, a brand new production by Opera North, already acclaimed by the critics. It'd be wrong to call it a concert performance, even though the orchestra's on stage and the singers don't act out the full drama throughout. There is action, directed by a theatre director, and there are plenty of other theatrical effects besides, some brilliant lighting effects, for instance. But the performances are acclaimed. I'm Ian Skelly. I'm going to be there at Leeds Town Hall tomorrow evening to introduce the performance for you, and it's worth tuning in if you happen to enjoy your Wagner. But the time now is 11 o'clock and it's time for this evening's edition of Late Junction with Fiona Torkington. And yes, it is here on Radio 3.
Travelling in to the years gone by.
R&I.
Hit back.
A 1971 release from Miles Davis from his album Live Evil, recorded the previous year. Nem Um Talvez, Not Even a Maybe, written by Ermeto Pascual, who was in the lineup for that track, along with Chick Corea, Herbie Hancock, Keith Jarrett and Jack DeJohnette, Ertu Morera, Ron Carter and Steve Grossman. And my tracks from 1971, 40 years ago, include Joni Mitchell Tonight and more from Keith Jarrett. And one of my favourite albums to come out of 1971, to be revealed later on. And maybe I'll be dipping into those Radio North Sea International jingles again as well. In 1964, Johnny Cash wrote songs for an album focusing on the problems facing American Indians in the United States. The album was called Bitter Tears, Ballads of the American Indian. And this is a song called Apache Tears.
Hoof prints and footprints, deep ruts the wagons made. The victor and the loser came by here. No headstones, but these bones rend Mescalero death moans. See the smooth black nuggets by the thousand lying here, petrified but justified, are these Apache tears. Dead grass, dry roots, hunger crying in the night, ghost of broken hearts and laws are here. And who saw the young squaw? They judged by their whiskey law, tortured till she died of pain and fear. Where the soldiers lay her back are the black Apache tears. The young men, the old men, the guilty and the innocent, bled red blood and chilled alike with fear. The red man, the white man, no fight ever took this land. So don't raise the dust when you pass here. They're sleeping, and in my keeping are these Apache tears.
Johnny Cash's Apache Tears. Wheeler Street is a seven-piece band from Kent. They're aged between 16 and 20, and their new CD features this moving song.
Oh, there was a woman who lived on her own. She slaved on her own and she skivvied on her own. She had two little girls and two little boys, and she lived all alone with her husband. For a husband, he was a hunk of a man, a chunk of a man, and a drunk of a man. He's a hunk and a drunk and a skunk of a man, such a boozing, abusing husband. For he would come home drunk each night, he'd thrash her black and he'd thrash her white. He'd thrash her to within an inch of her life, then he slept like a log did her husband. One night she gathered her tears and her shame. She thought of the bruising and she cried with the pain. Oh, you'll not do that ever again. I'll not live with a drunken husband. And as he lay and snored in bed, a strange old thought came into her head. She went for the needle and she went for the thread, and went straight into her sleeping husband. And she started to stitch with a girlish thrill, with a woman's heart and a seamstress skill. She pipped and tucked with an iron will all around her sleeping husband. The top sheet and the bottom sheet too, the blanket stitched to the mattress through. She stitched and stitched for the whole night through. Then she waited for the dawn and her husband. Now when her husband woke with a pain in his head, he found that he could not move in bed. Sweet Christ, I've lost the use of my legs. But this wife just smiled at her husband. For in her hand she held a frying pan, and with a flutter in her heart she's giving him a lamb. He could not move, but he cried, "God damn, don't you swear," she cried at her husband. She thrashed him black and she thrashed him blue, with a frying pan and a colander too, with a rolling pin, just a stroke or two. Such a battered and bleeding husband. She says, "If ever you come home drunk anymore, I'll stitch you in and I'll thrash you more. I'll pack my bags and be out of the door. I'll not live with a drunken husband." So isn't it true what small can do, with a thread and a thought and a stitch or two? He's wiped his slate and his boozing's through. It's goodbye to a drunken husband.
Thank you.
Freeboo and some tunes from their new CD, which is called Hap, and that's an old Scottish Norse word meaning in good health. You can check that for yourself when they play at the Cambridge Folk Festival at the end of July. And before that, the Kent-based group Wheeler Street, and gigs coming up for them include the Priddy Folk Festival and Folk Station Isle of Wight. Freeboo is a Scottish-Norwegian band. This is a Japanese-Norwegian ensemble called Kobuku Senju, and it includes Toshimaru Nakamura on what's called No Input Mixing Board. The music's delicate and chilling, and the CD has some rather beautiful liner notes from the singer and writer Jenny Wall, whose own recent CD I've been playing you quite a lot. She talks about walking around with invisible dangers, blocks of ice falling from the rooftops, falling onto the asphalt, leaving diamond trails. Thank you. Toru Takemitsu's solo flute piece called Itinerant, played there by Laura Gilbert, and it followed the Norwegian-Japanese ensemble Kaboku Senju. Their next appearance is at the Punkt Festival on the 2nd of September. David Sylvian curating.
She was no longer a user. Don't think she realized we knew that. Not one to make a fuss. Why this and not something else? Wasn't it obvious? She made such a hash of it. You can't help but notice. A near absence of tenderness. And who wants to live like that? And friends turn their backs on her. She no longer a user. And she wanted to stay home with a box full of postcards and no place to send them. Live like Emily Dickinson without so much as a kiss. For the comfort of strangers withdrawing into herself. But why this and not something else? Thank you.
A song from Albania. The sea carries the waves that roll and unsettle, and the sons of the eagle leave. Before that, the hushed sounds of Dans les Arbres, that's Christian Vallimer, Inger Zach, Xavier Charles and Ivar Gridelin, following David Sylvian from his new CD Died in the Wool, a song called Emily Dickinson featuring Jan Bang, and piano samples too from Christian Vallimer. I'm Fiona Talkington, you're listening to Lake Junction here on BBC Radio 3. And another track from 1971 now. This is from Joni Mitchell's album Blue, A Case of You.
You said, I am as constant as a northern star. And I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar, on the back of a car. TV screen light. I drew a map of Canada. Oh, Canada. With your face sketched on it twice. I would still be on my feet. I am a lonely painter. I live in a box of paint. Frightened by the devil, and I'm drawn to those ones that ain't afraid. I remember that time you told me, you said love is touching souls. Surely you touched my anchor, part of you pours out of me. Thank you.
Kora player Sura Soso and his homage to Africa, following on from Joni Mitchell from her 1971 album Blue, A Case of You. This next music is about water, says the composer Joby Talbot. It's a sort of water symphony. The five-movement piece is called Tide Harmonic, and I'm going to play you a movement called Algal Bloom. Man's intervention disrupts the balance of the global water system, he says. part of Joby Talbot's Tide Harmonic, a movement called Algal Bloom. The orchestra there conducted by Jeremy Holland-Smith. Now, the Lithuanian-born theremin diva Clara Rockmore, here with her sister, the concert pianist Nadia Reisenberg, playing Kreisler.
Le vent qui frappe à ma porte me parle des amours mortes devant le feu qui s'éteint. Ce soir, c'est une chanson d'automne dans la maison qui frissonne et je pense aux jours lointains. Que reste-t-il de nos amours? Que reste-t-il de ces beaux jours? Une photo, vieille photo de ma jeunesse. Que reste-t-il des billets doux, des mois d'avril, des rendez-vous? Un souvenir qui me poursuit sans cesse. Bonheur fané, cheveux au vent, baisers volés, rêves mouvants, que reste-t-il de tout cela? Dites-le-moi. Un petit village, un vieux clocher, un paysage si bien caché, et dans un nuage, le cher visage de mon passé. Les mots tendres qu'on murmure, les caresses les plus pures, les serments au fond des bois, les fleurs qu'on retrouve dans un livre, dont le parfum vous enivre, se sont envolées. Pourquoi ? Que reste-t-il de nos amours? Que reste-t-il de ces beaux jours? Une photo, vieille photo de ma jeunesse. Que reste-t-il des billets doux, des mois d'avril, des rendez-vous? Un souvenir qui me poursuit sans cesse. Bonheur fané, cheveux au vent, baisers volés, rêves mouvants. Que reste-t-il de tout cela? Dites-le-moi. Un petit village, un vieux clocher, un paysage si bien caché, et dans un nuage, le cher visage de mon passé, de mon passé.
Que reste-t-il de nos amours? What remains of our love? Charles Trenet there, who died 10 years ago, aged 87, whose career really took off in the 1930s. And he followed Clara Rockmore playing theremin alongside her pianist sister Nadia Reisenberg, Kreisler's Liebeslied. Beautiful music now from 17th century Italy, a madrigal by Sigismondo D'India.
Thank you.
La Veneciana singing a madrigal by Sigismondo d'India. Though Phoebus unveils for me his lovely eternal gold and Cynthia her pure silver, I see nothing when I am far away from you. Now Keith Jarrett from 1971, Landscape for Future Earth.
Thank you.
Another 1971 album, Anne Briggs and the Sandman's Song from The Time Has Come. And she followed Keith Jarrett from the same year, Landscape for Future Earth. Ivar Gridlan and Inge Zach made an appearance earlier on tonight with Dans les Arbres. Here they are with another of their projects, the trio Huntsville with Tony Kufton. And the new album sees them teaming up with the singer Hannah Huckelberg in the epic title track for Flowers, Cars and Merry Wars.
Thank you.
The trio Huntsville and guest Hannah Huckelberg, and the title track from their new album, which is out this month, For Flowers, Cars and Merry Wars. Well, I hope you've been enjoying the music from 1971 this week. I'm sure you'll have your own favourites, but I'm ending tonight with what's for me one of my very favourite albums to come out of 1971. Those of you who know me well will have guessed this was coming at some point this week. Yes, and Fragile, and The Heart of the Sunrise. Until next time, good night.
Comes to you and you follow, lose one on to the heart of the sunrise, sharp distance. How can the wind with its arms around me, lost on a sharp
comes to you, and then after. Sharpness of the color sunshine. Straight light searching all the meanings of the song.
Hello, I'm John Shea. This is Music Through the Night on BBC Radio 3, and I'm ushering in this first day of the month with a concert that was one of the hottest tickets in Paris last November. The Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra and the conductor Christian Thielemann came to the Théâtre des Champs-Élysées to play all nine of Beethoven's symphonies, and we'll hear numbers 8 and 9 in the first 2 hours of this morning's programme. As most of the reviews made clear, Thielemann's Beethoven is unhurried and uninfluenced by the period performance movement, as you can hear now in the Symphony No. 8 in F. Compared with numbers 6 and 7, not to mention the 9th, it's a remarkably compact symphony, lasting just half an hour.